You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome back to this week's Ours to Protect. The summer holidays are coming to a close and I can already hear the parents trying to hide their excitement and some wee grumpy heads looming in the distance. Well, I have one last family fun day out for you to give a go before September comes knocking on the door. It'll have the screens away, get the blood pumping, and what I love most, it's all sustainable and it is right on our doorsteps. I'll let Joe Boyle from eBikes Downings to tell you the rest.
Started just there around Easter time where we set up eBikes Downings, and the idea was that we wanted to open up the Wild Atlantic Way and in particular the likes of the Atlantic Drive and the Roskill Peninsula and Melmore and down towards Mordor Hold. That was a beautiful area, but on a push bike or an ordinary mountain bike or racer, it wasn't accessible to so many people. So with the introduction of our e-bikes, that now has opened it up to a lot of people who wouldn't normally fit a cycle around it, and now they manage to get the beautiful views and the scenery from a mountain bike rather than just from the window of their car.
Joe, what's the difference in an e-bike and a regular bike?
The e-bikes that we have now, the ones that we've sourced, are power assist. So when you pedal, you get the little boost from the motor and that helps to carry you on. They're not like the old style Honda 50s where you've just got an accelerator on the side. So there is still a bit of a physical workout in it. But again, the addition of the electric motor in the bike means that it's far more open to all ages and all levels of fitness, and again it provides that level of boost that will allow you to tackle all those hills or those little bits of ascents or descents that you have in relation to going around the area that we're working in.
Well, from the sounds of it, it's good for the body, good for the soul to take in those scenes, but also good for the environment. They're not sore on electricity at all.
They are quite easy on electricity, and again, it provides a far, far more environmentally friendly approach to the area. And again, I think that's very, very important in the areas that we're in. You know, if you take in Downings and in Glen and Carrigart and heading towards Hannet Lighthouse and into Creasling and Bay and Arch Forest Park where people are using our bikes at the minute, I think that's very, very important that people stay on the roads, and our bikes are designed to stay on the roads, not for off-road. And that allows people then to use and respect all of those areas in a really environmentally friendly way.
Cycling for 10 miles will cost as little as 3 cents.
Yes, the cost again of that is very, very limited, and again that's where we're looking at. And there is initial layout and buying the bikes, but again the running costs of the bikes are generally quite low, and again it's just the maintenance and the servicing of them and making sure that they're properly charged before people go back out is very, very important. And again, I think going forward that's really important. And again, when we talk about sustainability in all the areas around that, it is very important as well that we look at, you know, people's health and well-being, and we take that into those factors as well. And again, it gives you that level of exercise that will allow you to build up slowly, but again it wouldn't burn you out. And as I say, a lot of our routes does have, and again it's the nature of where we are in Donegal, it allows you to go and see it in a clean and a far more refreshing environment. And again, it's much better for you as a person and for you in the area of the environment as well. We encourage them to use the local amenities in the area as well, so you know, they use the local coffee shops, they use the local restaurants, or they'll stop for lunch when they're out on their journeys. And again, what that means is that there's not litter or rubbish being left in the areas as well. And you know, we do encourage people to, if they do need a water bottle, we give them reusable, and we don't encourage the one-off plastics. So again, by combining with local businesses in the area and allowing them to use those amenities, that means then that it's much more sustainable and better for the infrastructure and the environment in the area as well. And again, that idea of keeping everything nice and tidy and clean when you go on your journey and when you come back is very, very important as well.
And that was Joe. Oh God, it just sounds amazing, to be honest. Now, stay with me here. You've had your e-bike experience, but reality is looking at you in the eye, because Monday morning's just around the corner and that means work, and you just want to be out with the wind in your hair. Now, unfortunately, I don't have a magic wand that I can just fix that for you, but I do have a compromise, which is the Cycle to Work scheme, which now covers e-bikes.
Anya from biketowork.ie is going to give you the rundown on how you can get your employer involved.
So biketowork.ie, we're online, obviously. You can go in and register your company. And the idea is that you can get a tax-free bike. And how that works is once your company has registered on biketowork.ie, you can then go to your HR or your scheme administrator in your company and ask for the microsite for the company. And that basically is you get a little prefix onto the biketowork.ie for your company. Once you go in and you register on there, you can then go to our website and have a search of over 400 bike shops, bike partner shops that we deal with the length and the breadth of the country. Once you have selected the bike that you want to go for, you then submit an application to your HR department through the microsite. Your HR department then will approve that. And once we receive payment, we issue you with a voucher. Then you can go to the bike shop with that voucher and claim your bike. And that basically is as simple as it works. In terms of how much you can claim or how much you can the scheme works for, if you're looking to buy a push bike, you can claim up to €1,250. On an e-bike, it's the limit is €1,500. And then newly introduced this year in January was the provision for an e-cargo bike or cargo bike, and that provision is up to €3,000. So they're the three limits on the scheme. And then you can apply for the scheme once every 4 years.
And as you said, you are dotted all over Ireland. I think you have 14 partners in Donegal. So it's something that is accessible to every employer.
It is indeed, absolutely, yeah. And like more accessible now as well, I guess, with the provision of e-bikes in that, you know, the distance people cycle now can be further. So I suppose a lot of people would have been looking at urban cycling, you know, when they were purchasing push bikes and they would have been covering maybe 8 to 12 kilometres per day. But now with e-bikes, you know, that distance is much further. Like I know people who cover 20 to 25 kilometres on a commute into work.
This idea is so simple and it's a great way for companies to lower their carbon footprint. So if you're an employer or an employee who wants to get involved, we'll have all the information and tips on our social media as well as on our website and ourstoprotect.ie. Thanks to Niamh Shields for producing as always, and indeed to you for listening at home. That's all from us. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.